Journey Healing Ministries is a nonprofit that is dedicated to inspiring and equipping believers to Thank you so much, and welcome to our podcast where we delve into the timeless wisdom found in the book of Proverbs. Today we'll be exploring Proverbs 1:21 and how the cry of wisdom echoes through the ages, resonating with us even today. Proverbs 1:21, we read, "Wisdom cries aloud in the street, in the markets she raises her voice." This vivid imagery of wisdom crying out in the public square is a powerful metaphor for the accessibility and availability of wisdom to all who seek it. Wisdom is not hidden away, but is readily available to those who are willing to listen and learn. How does this ancient cry of wisdom apply to us today in our modern world? Firstly, it reminds us of the constant need for wisdom in our lives. In a fast-paced and ever-changing world, we are bombarded with information and opinions from all sides. The cry of wisdom calls us to pause, listen, and discern what is truly valuable and worthy and worth pursuing. Furthermore, just as wisdom raises her voice in the streets and markets, we are also called to be voices of wisdom in our own communities. In a time where knowledge is abundant, but wisdom is scarce, We can be beacons of truth, guiding others towards understanding and discernment. The cry of wisdom also challenges us to seek knowledge and understanding actively. It is not enough to passively absorb information. We must actively engage with ideas, wrestle with perspectives, and seek understanding beyond the surface level. Moreover, the cry of wisdom reminds us of the importance of humility. True wisdom comes from acknowledging our limitations, recognizing that we do not have all the answers, and being open to learning from others. As we reflect on Proverbs 1:21 and the cry of wisdom, let us be mindful of the call to seek wisdom, to share wisdom, and to embody wisdom in our daily lives. Let us be like the wise sages of old, raising our voices in the public square and proclaiming truth and guiding others towards understanding and discernment. Again, thank you for joining us in this podcast. This is Tony Henley. I encourage you to go to our website, tonyhenley.org. Also, take some time and subscribe to us. And we thank you for listening.